This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The perfect timing. I literally just got off the phone with Mr. Hamm. So perfect timing. Like I'm talking 10 seconds. He says, hey, okay, Steve, I'll see you tomorrow at Fast Friday. Great. Hung up and they were playing the music. I'm like, okay, perfect. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, hot drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, my two favorites, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Well, after Matt Cotrillo dragged the show into the abyss, we now lift the show to greater heights with John Sauber of the Center Daily Times. Sir, my friend, welcome. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Always enjoy it.
I will start with basketball because it became official that Hudson Ward, who had verbally committed to Penn State, officially signed today. So when you look at the mix of recruited and so far one in the transfer portal, what are your thoughts on where that roster stands at this point?
Yeah, I still think there are a couple needs there, right? I think you still want to add another big. We'll see where Nzay kind of works out there, whether he's, you know, a starter that's kind of splitting minutes right down the middle at 20 apiece with someone else, or if he's a full-time backup. And I think they still need to add some off-ball shooting, right? I think you've got plenty of guys that can handle the ball. I don't think it would hurt to add a secondary playmaker, but I think that off-ball shooting is still something that would really help this team. Hudson Ward, I think, ideally can provide some of that, but that's a lot to ask of a true freshman. Right. But, yeah, I think there's, you know, still a couple of spots left that could really take this team up a notch and, you know, get it on the path where Mike Rhodes wants it headed.
Yeah, Enzi, by the way, if you get a chance, talk to Dick Girardi about him. He saw a ton of him in high school at George School. He will give you a pretty good scouting report on him. This is a league that, by the way, features a lot of big wings. Hey, just no getting around it. Based just on body types, because I'm not going to... Look, I mean, now Ward, I met, talked to him, actually watched him do some shooting and things like that. I like him. It's good. He also has the makings of what can be a good Big Ten body. How important are big wings in this league?
Yeah, honestly, I think in the sport in general now, it's really important, right? If you're telling me to build out the ideal team, it's one primary ball handler, three big wings, and a big, right? And ideally, that big can shoot too, right? I think you want shooting everywhere now, but the two, you want that size on the wing at two through four to be more switchable, to be able to defend more effectively. That way, you know, and this doesn't happen as much in college, but that way you don't have someone on the court that's going to get picked on constantly, right? You don't want that defender that is kind of the target. And I think having that size across the board, I've seen some consternation about Penn State having so many wings. As far as I'm concerned, you can never have too many wings in basketball
that's
nowadays.
Right. Exactly.
And I think they're in the exact right direction with that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have too many wings. You don't know the game. All right, so it's like, it's no offense, but that's okay. Not your strong suit. Okay, now let's get to the football part. You've had some limited windows to get in each week and see. What have you seen?
Not a ton, right? But you see, I think a lot of the things that we look for when we go in. You just mentioned those limited windows. It's more about how the environment has shifted and. I think offensively, I almost always go to the offense, right? Go to the quarterbacks and wide receivers. It feels like that's where I can get the most value each practice. And you see kind of a vibe shift, for lack of a better term, with Andy Kotelnicki. He brings a lot of energy. He's very intentional in everything he does. you know, just very, very energetic, even moving from drill to drill. And you see a lot of the reasons, frankly, that James Franklin would hire him in the first place. He's very effervescent, as you know what I mean. He's got that kind of big personality that can handle the room. And I think that they're going to try and, you know, transform this offense into being, I would venture to guess, one of the tougher ones in the Big Ten. They're going to try and run the ball, is my educated guess on that front. And Andy Kotelnicki, based on what I know about him and watching his teams play in the past, I think they're going to be successful at it. And I think that's going to be where this offense's bread is buttered this year.
Which now gets me to the part of the ability to get the ball into the hands of playmakers. He said, look, if I've got eight offensive linemen that are going to win us games, I'll play the eight offensive linemen. But what about that ability and what it can mean and his evaluation of who a playmaker is and what situations they can help him?
Yeah, and that really, when you boil it all down, is what football is, right? It's on offense, anyways. It's getting the ball in the hands of your best players and putting them in a position to succeed. And I really expect that to be the case in a major, major way for that offense this year. Whether that, you mentioned, you know, he said he would put eight offensive linemen out there, whether it's 12 personnel, 21 personnel, 22 personnel, right? I would venture to guess that there will still be a lot of 11 personnel with one running back, one tight end, three wide outs. But I also think there's going to be more variation from that standpoint because of that, because they're going to try and get Tyler Warren the ball, because they're going to try and get Julian Fleming and Harrison Wallace the ball, and the two running backs are going to try and get them the ball over and over again. So I think that that will be the biggest change this year, is that it's not just what the plays are, it's how they look different with different personnel, and how maybe Nick Singleton and Catron Allen are on different spots in the field than we're used to seeing them, and that could be the case for Warren as well. I think it's that creativity that separates him and most really good offensive coordinators from the rest.
So let's get to Saturday. Saturday actually be the first time they're in Beaver Stadium the entire spring. They were supposed to be there three other times, but because of the weather, they couldn't get in there. It turned out we had one of those interesting springs here, but they're going to get in for the first time on Saturday. What are you going to look for on Saturday? Do you have any preconceived notions, or are you just going to let it play out before you?
There are a couple of things that I'll be looking for, right? One, you always monitor, like, the rep counts of guys. You can kind of tell who has solidified themselves based on if they you know, have fewer reps on Saturday because they just don't need them and there's no need to risk anything. But one of the other things is Drew Aller's connection with the receivers. You want to see how he's throwing the ball and that he's continuing to take step forwards. I said this time and time again last year, I don't think he was put in the best position to succeed in his first year as a starter. I think that will change this year. And I think now this will be the first opportunity to evaluate what he really is as a quarterback. That being said, it's a spring game, right? You don't want to draw too many conclusions from it, but it is a nice glimpse into it and a data point that you can utilize moving forward to see what this is going to look like.
Okay, the quarterbacks, Bo, Drew. Slightly different styles. I mean, they do a lot of the same things, but slightly different styles. What have you seen from each when you've had the limited windows and your thoughts on them?
Yeah, as James has said in the past, it's tough to evaluate Bo in some of those settings just because he's a mobile quarterback, and in practice that kind of doesn't show up in the way that it would in a game. It looks like there's more velocity on his passes when he's been throwing so far this spring, which is a good sign, because I think, you know, when I would watch him in practice last year at times, there were times where I wondered if he could make some of the throws necessary, right, to some of those far throws to the sideline, even on, like, you know, 5-10-yard out routes. This year it looks like he's getting more velocity on it, which I think is a good sign. But with Drew, it's a lot of what we've seen in the past, right? The talent is absolutely there. He can make all the throws. He's done it consistently when it's on air. And it's just a matter of now getting him in that spot where he can succeed on Saturdays and where he can, you know, he has his weapons where they need to be, and he's put in a position to succeed.
Any thoughts on Ethan Grunkemeyer?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? We obviously haven't seen Jackson Smollett the last few weeks with James called the significant injury. And this is kind of an opportunity for someone like that. And it really is evident that him and Drew both train with the same quarterback trainer, Brad Mendler, because the way they throw, the way they generate velocity is very similar, right? It's very rotational, and they're able to make these throws that maybe look simple, right? They look calm when they're making them, but they're difficult throws, and they can do that because of the way that they get velocity on their passes. I'm very high on Ethan Grunkmeyer. I was when he was a recruit. I haven't seen anything this spring to kind of dissuade me. He's someone that, you know, you would think would get a lot of reps on Saturday just because he is the third quarterback, and guys down the depth chart really, really get those reps later on in the scrimmage. And I'm looking forward to see how he does in, you know, semi-live action, and if he can kind of, you know, build off of what he's put together so far in his training as a high school recruit and, you know, now in spring ball.
John, I mentioned Grunkmeyer, who is a true freshman. Anybody else in that freshman group that you want to see a little bit more of to get a read on?
I don't know if there's any true freshmen. I know Cam Wallace at running back, right, is someone that is a redshirt freshman that I think has an opportunity here, right? Because one of the true freshmen that I think a lot of people probably expected to be fully formed, if you will, in Quentin Martin probably needs a little bit more time to develop and, you know, be a part of a college program till he's fully there. And I still think that can happen by this fall, but Wallace is someone that now has an opportunity to take advantage of that. The other true freshman that everyone has been speaking about is Cooper Cousins. I said on the podcast I do with Audrey Snyder, the Nittany Dispatch, earlier this spring that I thought he would be the starter at center by the time fall rolled around. That was, you know, a little bit of a hot take at the time, but I think we're continuing to see that he's kind of forcing his way onto the field, right? It is very, very rare that you see an offensive lineman come in that ready to play, looking that physically mature. And, you know, everyone has given glowing reviews about him, whether it's Chuck Losey, teammates, coaches, whoever. Everyone has been talking very highly of him. And those are the kind of guys that when you hear everyone backing it up, you start to keep an eye on him more. And you've seen time and time again that he might be ready for the big time much earlier than most offensive linemen would be.
I don't know how much contact you have with fans. I don't know if there are comment sections, message boards, things like that. But in general, do you pick up a vibe about what the fans think about Penn State football, or are you somewhat removed from that?
I do my best to remove myself somewhat, right, for my own sanity on some level. But I do think, like, there is a cautious optimism, I guess, from the fans that I've spoken to, the people that I've interacted with, because that, you know, the expanded playoff kind of opens things up in a way. I've said in the past that no program in the country may benefit more from the expanded playoff than Penn State will, because Penn State would have been in numerous of these in over the last decade if it were a 12-team playoff. And so just knowing that, I think, is created some excitement. I think there's a lot of excitement around Andy Kotelnicki. There's a lot of excitement around Tom Allen. There's some, I think, optimism with Drew Aller, and obviously bringing Julian Fleming in at wide receiver has people excited. We know what the running backs are and how good they are. So, yeah, I think it's probably fair to call it cautious optimism, and I think that's a reasonable way to handle it, right? This is a big year, I think, with some increased expectations, and one that I think Penn State is more than capable of meeting.
John, always a pleasure. Really appreciate your work, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Sounds great. See you Saturday, Steve.
Thanks, John Sauber. Does great work. Center Daily Times. Good man. We'll come back, and we'll wrap it up in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.